Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on Liberty Broadcasting. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday.
Indeed.
Where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes. Yeah, and there's some... Oh, people are hungry for the truth in Brazil.
Oh, aren't they?
They are tearing it up. And
yes,
it looks like now the military is about ready to step in.
Yes.
Which, you know, they can do. Of course, you know, they're getting all kinds of pushback from the liberals. But, yeah, they're saying that the military's getting ready to invoke Article 142.
That's right. And that they stand with Bolsonaro.
Yes. Now, the naysayers, or their version of deep state, their lawyers are saying, no, the military, their only responsibility is to ensure that lawful elections take place. I'm paraphrasing there. They don't have the right to take over the government by military force. Well, if you have somebody who's stolen the election.
Yeah, if you have a coup, you
right,
do.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Myanmar did.
Right. So, we are watching that very closely. It's going to be, I just kind of like see Venezuela, you know, over again and
right,
several other countries where.
And I believe what it was called when it happened in Myanmar was, first of all, it was the WEF-supported Democrat stooge that illegally and fraudulently took that election. And so what that, and that was considered a coup, and they recognized it in Myanmar as a coup.
Right.
And then what they did to counter that was called a military counter coup. Isn't that correct, what they called it?
I believe so. I think there was a technical term for the procedure that they were using, but yeah, basically that's my understanding of what it was.
Right. And so that can still happen. You can counter coup in order to get your nation back, especially, I mean, that's what you do with a coup. You have to counter coup. And so,
I guess what I'm waiting for is how much solidarity is there among the military? If you remember,
right,
in Venezuela, they knew that the communists basically stole the election. Now they are using voting machines to tabulate the votes, and the communist gets in. It went against the sentiment. You could tell the people were trying to move away from socialism, and the guy that's moving more toward, you know, freedom and you know, prosperity, capitalism.
Yeah, the anti-communist.
He's the one that got squeezed out, right? Yeah. So the military there was divided. That's where you had part of the military joining the communist, backing up who was being officially proclaimed as the president, and the military that were standing behind the president who's had the election stolen from them. So unfortunately, in the United States, although the majority of the military were pro-Trump and conservative, you have all of the top-level brass that have been strategically replaced with globalists.
Right.
And, yep, you know, they're deep state puppets. And so it kind of froze our ability to be able to step in when the evidence was abundant.
Oh, right.
Of voter fraud.
And that
the courts that wouldn't even look at the evidence. They was just their response was, you have no standing. Well,
right,
you're standing there with an armload full of ballots or testimony.
Yeah, evidence showing millions,
right,
of votes were stolen.
Affidavits. Yep. And you're standing there with standing,
yep,
with evidence, and they say, oh, you have no standing. Dismissed.
Yeah, and it's like Trump said, how can you possibly be a sitting president and not have standing in that case?
Right. Right,
well,
so
no pun intended, right?
Well, this is really interesting to see with, you know, I don't know if you saw it, but Adam Schiff is looking at possibly being subpoenaed to stand before the Republicans. When they take over, they're saying, we're coming after you guys and we're going to subpoena key people. Well, Adam Schiff was being interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I've got a whole bunch of stuff that. And if we could get to that after the break, because I think we better get right to the word of the day before we go any further.
We have a pandemic of another sort of election theft worldwide.
Right.
So, let's do the word of the day. And once again, this is a random turning, and I have no idea.
This is not a random turning. Oh. This comes from a Bible study that we did on Saturday that was so outstanding. I just wanted to share it because not only did we watch an excellent sermon that started this whole thing on Friday, but then Saturday I had prayed to the Lord and asked him a question, which he showed up in a random turning. And so this does, in a sense, lead to random turning. It just is amazing how it happened over the Friday-Saturday Bible study that you and I were involved in. And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, which read under the title, Prelude to the Bold Judgments. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls, full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And so the interesting part here was, this was a sermon that we watched by Pastor Perry Stone, and he did such excellent research on verse 5 of this chapter, where it describes something that just really jumps out. I mean, as soon as he read it, it jumped out at me as well. It says, after these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And then from that tabernacle, from that temple, came the seven angels. They came out of that temple. And so, boy, what a fascinating thing that is. Has anybody ever actually delved into that term, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony that's in heaven? And apparently, I mean, that's huge.
That turned into a pretty amazing Bible study and teaching.
Yeah, and if I could just give you the name of that, it was called The Prophetic Decree of the Watchers by Perry Stone. And how awesome it is, because that describes the book of records,
right,
that has every last thing that each of us have ever said or done. That is the book of the testimony.
Right.
And so so he just had so much to say about that. But the interesting part there is that we watched another, because it was so fascinating, we watched another sermon about that very thing.
Right.
That was really great. It was the pastor was a rather unknown pastor, But he was really wonderful to watch. He was, if Chris Farley could have been a pastor, it would have been this guy.
This is Chris Farley's brother.
I swear. That's he's awesome. And if you just really want a, I don't know, something that'll bring a smile to your face, you have to watch him, because he's got like this 8-year-old childlike innocence.
Right.
But the mannerisms of Chris Farley, and his dad is a doctor of theology, and he's taking after his dad in his footsteps. And the name of that pastor and that thing on YouTube, if you want to listen to his sermon, is called The Temple of the Tabernacle of the Testimony. And it's given by the Temple Baptist Church pastor David Hobbs. And he actually, you know, here he is. He kind of goes off on a tangent that's hilarious, actually, about how when he looked up the original meaning of the bowls, they're talking in chapter 15 about the bowl judgments.
Right.
And he makes the point very, very thoroughly that the original word was vials, not bowls.
Right.
And so, oh my gosh, that was a cackler. We watched that one, but at the same time, it was kind of like funny. That guy had some amazing insight.
Yeah, really.
That you know, I mean, you're expecting almost, you know, like you could imagine Chris Farley giving a sermon, but then he comes around from the backside and whomps you with some really fascinating points as well.
Yeah, things that you don't hear other people talking about, or you know, diving into further. Because even in our Bible studies, the notes there were just kind of vanilla. They were just kind of vague, and
yeah, our Bibles had almost nothing to say about it.
Yeah, and so it was. Those were some really great teachings.
It was fascinating, and also just what it says here that I thought would be inspiring to the listeners as well was that verse 2 that says, "And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, and then they sing the song of Moses." How cool is that picture?
Wow. That's going to be quite a group of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going
to
be
look
us.
Up to.
That is going to be us in there at some point, you know. And, you know, here we have this in front of us, this whole Mark of the Beast garbage still on the way.
Yeah.
We've got all of the liars and deceivers that are basically, you know,
paving the way for it.
Yeah, paving the way. And we're facing them all right now.
Yeah.
But this is the scene looking back when it says, "And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name."
Right.
How cool.
Yeah. Those are going to be the people that were, among them are going to be the people that were the pure bloods from the beginning.
Right.
The ones that said, no.
Right.
No, the people that are pushing this do not have my best interests at heart.
That's right.
You know, and it's just going to progressively get more, you know, aggressive, more sinister, more deceptive. And you know, evil, until you get to the point where it's not something they're selling as a vaccine that's, you know, just hurting or maiming or killing people. It's going to be the mark of the beast. So we're making progressive steps toward that end,
right?
And these are the people that are going to overcome that. And you know, from our understanding, if you know, the church is taken out, you know, prior to that, but there will be a lot of tribulation saints, a lot of people that will come to the Lord during the tribulation.
That's
I think
right.
That's who these are talking about.
Well, it could be any of us. It could be all of us, for that matter, because it's the people that overcome in the end that are with him there. And I couldn't imagine being there and not wanting to be part of that.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. <You know? laughs> No kidding.
Let me in on that one, please.
Yep. I want in.
Right.
All right. Well, good. Thank you for that. And what was the scripture again?
That was Revelation chapter 15. Well, all of chapter 15, verses 1 through 8.
Okay. Good to go. Got it. All right. Thank you again so much.
Yep. Praise God.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and come back on the other side with all this other stuff to cover that we see going on and that we're being confronted with every single day. It's just getting wild out there. So we're watchmen on the wall. pointing it out and talking about it and trying to keep it in its proper perspective. So this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready, finding out what all that means. And the website is JesusAppears.com. And we'll be back right after this. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for being with us. We appreciate your prayers, your support. And once again, just a reminder, we are listener supported. We do have some commercial sponsors that help offset some of the costs, and we're very grateful for them. And we've got a couple others to follow up on as well. So we're hopeful there, and we're looking forward to that. But really, this comes down to you guys supporting us, and in a way that doesn't even set you back financially. Just $5 or $10 a month, if you guys are able to, you know, $20 or $30 a month. This is not something, if you want to get rich, this is not the way to do it. But we really feel driven, and we feel led to do this. But we really just need to make sure that we pay all of our bills. And we set a goal for our airtime fund, and we hit close to 3/4, maybe about 2/3 of that goal. We still have quite a ways to go. So if you even want to send in a one-time donation to help us hit those airtime goals and to continue covering all the costs all the costs involved with, you know, doing this on a day-to-day basis, and the airtime, the website, the bandwidth, just all that's involved. So thank you guys for prayerfully considering supporting us. Appreciate it. All right. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab, and that's where you can find out the different ways to support us. We'll add more to that, more different ways as well. Lady Liberty, segment 2.
Yes, everyone, welcome back to Monochromatic Monday. Boy, I've got this article here from the Epic Times that just about launched me out of my seat when I read the title. It says here, the Biden regime, I'm not going to call it an admin, authorizes Chevron to resume oil pumping in, guess where?
Alaska?
Venezuela.
What?
Venezuela. The Biden regime authorizes Chevron to resume oil pumping in Venezuela.
Communist-ran country.
Yes, and so check this out. Why on God's green earth can't he do that here? Well, listen here. It says, the Biden regime authorized on November 26th Chevron Corporation's joint venture to resume oil pumping in Venezuela. The Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control issued Venezuela General License 41, authorizing Chevron Corporation to resume limited natural resource extraction operations in Venezuela, the Treasury Department said in a statement. And check this out. Wow. They say the goal of the authorization is to, quote unquote, alleviate the suffering of the Venezuelan people and support the restoration of democracy.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me?
To relieve the people of Venezuela.
Yeah. To
Not our high gas prices.
To alleviate the suffering of the Venezuela people.
Unbelievable. So how's this going to work? We're going to get, ship it to Ukraine?
Well, yeah, no kidding. Yes, exactly. Completely sidestep the United States while our economy tanks because we're basically based on oil and gas and being able to distribute our products.
And meanwhile,
thereby.
This regime is going to be pointing back to this saying, we authorized additional drilling.
Yes, right.
We're fighting for you.
In a communist coup taking over country.
I mean, the Ukrainians. I mean, well, we'll see.
Oh, gosh.
Probably needs to help support this socialist president who just stole the election in Brazil. So, you know, he can help get his regime off the ground.
Yeah, I can't even understand. Well, that we know exactly why they're doing it because they're buddies. Venezuela was the first to run a communist coup on their nation with the same Dominion machines.
That's right.
We did in 2020. Venezuela did it first, and we did an exact blueprint duplicate in 2020 here.
Yep, these voting machines all have got to go.
Yep.
This is how they're doing it. Soros-backed money, World Economic Forum-backed money. China's got their fingers all over elections around the world, including ours. And it's the first step, get rid of the machines.
Yep, exactly.
You know, voter ID, paper ballots, hand counting.
Yep.
Done.
It's a simple formula, and they know it. We all know it.
Well, yeah.
We all know how to have honest elections, and everybody knows that's not what's happening anymore.
Right. And so they're, what else did you have? You had another one
I do have some great information, actually, to counter that. We have here 42 Biden regime officials put on notice by House Republicans.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yes.
Says here, at least 42 Biden regime officials were sent letters by Republicans on House Judiciary Committee this month as they request testimony from a variety of different White House officials. Those letters primarily dealt with the suspected politicization of the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Right.
And are now looking into investigations into U.S. border security and Hunter Biden. And so I say that's an excellent start. My gosh.
But we're still dealing with the same arrogance. This was Adam Schiff was on CNN being interviewed asking if he's subpoenaed by the Republicans under this investigation you're talking about, when they take over, will you comply? His response is, we'll have to consider the validity of the subpoena.
Oh, really?
Well, you get to decide whether or not it's valid, right? So can any of us use that if we get subpoenaed? Can we say, well, we have to assess the validity of it? Is that an okay argument for President Trump when they want to subpoena him?
Right, exactly.
I'll have to consider the validity of it.
Well, they may not have so many people on their side anymore. After all, I have another article here that describes that a judge says former White House press secretary Jen Psaki must answer questions under oath. And so,
good.
So at least that one is not going to let that go. So it says here, former White House press secretary Jen Psaki must sit for a deposition, a U.S. judge ruled on November 21st. Psaki, who now works for MSNBC, surprise, surprise, isn't facing an undue burden. U.S. District Court Judge Terry Doughty, a Trump appointee, wrote in a 7-page ruling. And in October, Doughty ordered Psaki and other former and current Biden regime officials to answer questions under oath because evidence has been put forth indicating they colluded with big tech firms to censor users. So if that's any indication as to what's going to happen when they are subpoenaed,
right,
and when they're going to have to sit for a deposition, I hope the same exact thing happens.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that I want to get investigated, first of all, they've got to stop this arterial bleeding of Ukraine with the money going over there.
Oh, definitely.
Zelensky, that little world economic, individual, is now asking for another $55 billion to pay for the budget and infrastructure, government expenses, and pensions of the Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
Where's all this money going besides, you know, our weapons being found on the black market now?
We seriously have given them enough money now to own that entire nation. I mean, privately own all the acreage even.
Right. I mean, it should be a U.S. territory by now.
Yes.
And we're that invested in it. You know, let Russia draw the line right down the Russian lines, their territory, and the rest of it, U.S. territory, clean it up and turn it into a tourist destination.
Yeah, exactly.
Get rid of all the Nazis that the Democrats in Washington, D.C. are supporting, and get rid of all the communist globalists and World Economic Forum puppets. Just clean that place out.
Yeah, exactly. We have to be getting something for our money. It's just, right. I've not even heard of any kind of repayment schedule, any kind of plan for how we're going to get all that money back from those people.
It's gone.
We've heard nothing.
Right. Yep. Just wash down the drain. So, yeah, there's accountability that needs to be held. I don't know if the Republicans taking the House is going to be enough to have the impact that we needed after numerous suspected stolen Senate elections. So it's going to be an uphill battle for those guys. And just like Schiff did here, we'll have to see if the subpoena, is valid. Those are the kind of games they're going to play all throughout.
Well, and the good thing there is, well, hopefully the good thing is that Georgia is now starting their runoff election, and
right.
And it says here that early voting in Georgia's Senate runoff elections started November 26th following a ruling issued by the state's highest court to determine whether Democrats can expand their majority in the upper chamber. And so we're going to see how that turns out, especially since, well, Mike Lindell had direct evidence of watching over 100,000 votes just disappear in a matter of seconds.
Yes.
In favor from Walker and transferred to Warnock. And so, boy, I hope they're ready to just do serious battle over that, because that race is critical.
Yes, it is. Yep. And there are a lot of other critical things we're following as well. China is blowing up, Iran, and many more. And we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow and bring you the latest truth in the news. Trump Tuesday. Tune in 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.